The Sefer Ginzei Yisrael from the chart for Reb Zatzal quotes a medrash on the pasuk v'shayftim v'shayftim titnul chabuchal sherecha asher shem l'kecha noisucha l'shavtecha v'shavtus amish b'tzadek. And it says that medrash says shia shayter k'shayfet, the person who's appointed to be the officer should be like the judge, shelo yihamak etzarch lilkos, he shouldn't have to admonish, punish anyone. Of course, one needs to understand what this medrash says. He also quotes another medrash, that the medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, to Reuven, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Reuven, Ma'olam loichot adam lefanai v'asa tshuva, no one before in history did an aver in the tshuva, v'ata betachta b'tshuva tchila, you were the first one to do tshuva. Chayecha, and because of that, I swear, Sheben bin Chaimed by Sech b'shuva t'chila, your descendant will be the one to teach us to do tshuva. Ve'ezezeh, who am I referring to, Hashem says, so Hosea, referring to the Navi Hosea, as we know the Navi Hosea declares, Shuvi Yisrael Hashem alakecha. And of course the question is, was Reuven the first person to do tshuva? Kayin, already in Parshas Bereishis, when he did the Aveira, we find this tshuva. So he asks, what does this medrash mean? So he explains that in order for a person to be in a position of doing what's right and be able to teach others what is right, he has to always pay attention to what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, then whatever he does in life, he has to connect it to Avodas Hashem. A person who is completely attuned in everything that he's doing to his Avodas Hashem, that is the person who's on the right path and is on the path to be in a path of leadership and a path of giving people mussar, giving people admonishment, what they should do. He says that's pshat in the famous mimer, the famous expression, Dvar mayotzim alev nechnosim lalev. Typically, that's explained to mean that if you are sincere in what you are saying, the people to whom you are saying it will accept it sincerely. But he says that the Gemara, Chazal teaches tzadikim libam reshusam, a person who's libam b'reshusam, what does it mean? Their hearts are under their control. A person who's total control over what he does, that is the person that is dvar mayotz min alev. A heart that is the heart of somebody who knows what he's doing, is paying attention to do what's right. That's the heart that could speak to others. And he says that was what Reuven demonstrates. Reuven, we know, was not there when the Shvatim sold Yosef. And the reason he wasn't there is because he had recognized that he did something wrong and he was doing tshuva. A person was constantly trying to work on himself. A person was constantly trying to think and make sure that everything he's doing is being done properly. That's the person that can be telling other people what to do. And that's why Chazal teach us, the Yoshev Reuven al bar, Reuven comes back to the bar to look for Yosef and he's not there. And Chazal teaches, where was he? He was trying to do tshuva. That was what the Pasuk is teaching us. The Pasuk is teaching us, shoftim v'shoytrim, that the shoifet, the person who's a judge, the person who's here to teach and treat and learn and be a guide to other people, you have to make yourself that person. And after you make yourself that individual, then you are a person that could start being a leader and a teacher. But the question, of course, is, we can well understand that Chazal, the Pasuk, is teaching us that a person has to first make sure that he's on the right path before he can bring others on the right path. But what is the way that a person could achieve that? The pasuk in this week's parasha also speaks about the Melech Yisrael, the king of Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk says, "V'kosvulay is Mishnah Torah Zois v'hoyso ima v'karba imechayov." He has to write a sefer Torah, and it has to be with him all the time. What does that mean? And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a very interesting discussion. He says the pasuk says that why is it necessary for a king to have a sefer Torah with him all the time and never not have it with him? A person has to be most careful not to have hesach hadas, not to have a moment where he's not properly focused and doing what's right and doing what the Torah expects of him. He quotes the famous Gemara in Masechta Erev Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, where Rav Preda had a Talmud who needed to be taught, and obviously he needed a lot of teaching. The Gemara says that everything he had to be taught, he had to be taught 400 times until he could understand it. And one time, when Rav Preda is giving this lecture to this Talmud, he was distracted. And Rav Preda saw that he lost him, and he had to teach it to him another 400 times. Hesach Hadas, not being completely focused and paying attention, is the way that's the biggest impediment to growth. And that's why the Torah is so careful to teach us that a king should have the Sefer Torah with him all the time. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim, he quotes, Adav Samech Vav Amabeis, says, Amar Yehuda Marav Kol Masyar, if somebody is arrogant, if he's a chacham, he will lose his chachma. If he's a navi, he loses his nevuah. And the Gemara brings a raya from Hillel. So Rav Chaim says Rav Hillel is the paradigm and the model of somebody who is humble, of somebody who is modest. But what we're learning from here is you could be humble and you could be modest, but if it's not constant, if there's a interruption, then it won't work. And he says a beautiful mashal. He says if somebody is looking to cook up a pot of water, and he puts the water on the fire, but he takes it off right before it starts to boil, and he does this many times, his water will have never boiled. If you want your water to boil, you have to leave it on the fire long enough until it boils without any interruption. And that's why he quotes the story of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came home after 12 years of learning Torah, and he overhears his wife telling her neighbor that if it was up to me, he would be there for another 12 years. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva turns around and goes back. And the question is so obvious. He's there. Why doesn't he go in for 1 minute, say hello to his wife, has been left alone for all these years, and then go back to the yeshiva? And Rav Chaim used to say, because 12 plus 12 is not 24. 24 years of learning Torah without interruption is not the same as 12 years with an interruption and then another 12 years. And Rav Kiva knew that was the message his wife, who he said about his wife, Shaliva Shalachem Shalahi, that she gets all the credit for his growth in Torah. But he realized and he recognized that growth in Torah only comes when there's no interruption. A person who's not Mesiach Das is the person who will be successful in accomplishing. But then he says there's one more requirement, and that is to grab opportunity, to seize an opportunity and never delay. He quotes the Mesil Shisharim, Ki yigiyaz manu shal mitzvah, when the time for mitzvah comes, or ba'al loisav ha-machshavta, you decide to do it, al yiniach melasois miyad. Don't delay doing it. She'en kasakana kasakanasai. There's nothing more dangerous than delay. And he quotes a Gemara in Masechet Ksubos, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai got married and he was celebrating the Sheva Brachas. And he had a chavrus, Rav Chananya ben Chaknoi. And he tells Rav Chananya ben Chaknoi, let's wait till I finish the Sheva Brachas, and then we'll go together to yeshiva. And they were going to yeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, to learn for 12 years. So he says that here you have the opportunity to learn as a, with a chavrusa of Shimon ben Yochai, the great Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And in the span of 12 years, how much could you accomplish by learning with such a chavrusa? So wait a couple of days till the Sheva Brachos ends and then go with him. But he says Rav Chananya ben Chaknoi realized that any delay is something that can never be repaired and is an impediment to our growth in Avodas Hashem. He quotes a very interesting story that he heard from his father, that in the Volozhiner Yeshiva, when Rav Chaim Brisker was the Rosh Yeshiva, they were eating a meal, and one of the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, one of the students in Yeshiva, who he says was one of the greatest Talmid Chachamim in the Yeshiva, somebody asked him a question. And he didn't know the answer, even though the answer was an explicit Tosfos. This person, this Talmud, who didn't know the answer, was so upset, he didn't finish his meal. He just ran away, and for 7 years, he learned without any interruption, and he became one of the greatest leaders in Klal Yisrael, one of the biggest Talmid Chachamim. And he says they asked Rav Chaim Brisker if what he did was right. He ran away without even saying Birch Samozin, without benching. So Rav Chaim Brisker said, I cannot say that somebody leaving a meal without first saying Birch Samozin, without first saying the Baruch Achroina, did the right thing. But one thing I do know, that if he would have delayed going, it would have never happened. That delay, that constant devotion, that constant dedication to ourselves and making sure that we are reaching the potential we're supposed to reach is the way that we become shoyftim v'shoyftim, shoyftim l'chop. We need to develop ourselves. And once we're successful, and Baruch Hashem, developing ourselves, then we could be shoyftim, and then we could be teachers and leaders in Klal Yisrael.